legislators representing the Upper Lynn Canal vote to override Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes. And the Haynesboro is asking the community for solutions to low salmon counts. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Efforts in the legislature to override the line item vetoes made by Governor Mike Dunleavy to the state's operating budget failed Wednesday. The governor's vetoes reduced spending dramatically for the University of Alaska, senior benefits, and other state-funded programs. Senator Jesse Keel and Representative Sarah Hannon represent Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan in the legislature. Both voted in favor of overriding the governor's vetoes. During a joint floor session, Representative Hannon said that Dunleavy's vetoes would reduce opportunity for Alaskans.
And the budget, as we proposed it, continued to put downward pressure on Alaska's operational costs. But these vetoes are not about balancing the budget. They are about redirecting Alaska to become something that I don't want Alaska to become.
Lawmakers voted 37-1 in favor of overriding the vetoes, but were unable to garner the 45 votes required to do it. 20 Republican lawmakers declined to meet in Juneau for the vote on Wednesday. Instead, they gathered at Wasilla Middle School, where the governor requested a special session regarding Alaskans' annual permanent fund dividend checks. Consistently low returns of Chinook or king salmon are prompting the local government in Haynes to take action. The borough is turning to the public to help find solutions, with input from Alaska Department of Fish and Game and other stakeholders. The Haynesboro will hold a town hall meeting this Friday. That's to talk about a decline in the king salmon run that impacts Chilkat Valley residents and fishermen.
You know, I hope that it will be creative and productive. You know, this isn't about finger pointing.
Assemblymember Tom Morfitt organized the meeting.
And, you know, kind of to say to Fish and Game, you're not alone. We're here as well. The borough has different pockets of funding that it may or may not be willing to make available.
He says it's important to the community, so he invited representatives from local tribes and the sport and commercial fisheries to speak and set aside time for a presentation from the Department of Fish and Game. Then he's asking the community for ideas about how to build the fishery back. King salmon is considered a great delicacy worldwide and is part of regional identity. In Haynes, locals can boast that there are runs of all five salmon species in the Chilkat River.
And if this run continues to decline, we won't be able to say that. It would be a great loss, I think, in a moral sense to our community to lose this magnificent species.
Restrictions are changing the regional role of king salmon. Haynes once hosted a yearly king salmon derby, but it's been canceled for years. And the annual Gillnetters Fisherman's Barbecue once served kings, but now grills up sockeye and rockfish. Mayor Jan Hill agreed to moderate the town hall since Morfitt will be out of town for the meeting.
Like most of us in Haynes, I care about the king salmon, and I like to eat king salmon, and I would like to eat some again one of these days, and it's been a while.
She says Haynes is known for intense community involvement, but this kind of town hall is a first for her.
I don't recall us ever rallying around salmon because I think that right now is probably the worst condition our salmon runs have been in my lifetime, and I've lived here all my life.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game says extremely poor marine survival rates are part of the population problem. Long-term marine survival for Chinook fell below 1% recently, meaning that for every 100 smelt that go to sea, only one will return. They think rising air and ocean temperatures are part of the cause. The management strategy is to keep as many fish in the river and spawning as possible. The assembly invited Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang to come to the meeting, but he can't make it. He says he's working to schedule a trip to Haynes, and in the meantime, he's anticipating the feedback.
You know, these are their resources. They're not mine. I'm entrusted to manage them, you know, by them, but certainly I can't manage them without hearing from them as to what their concerns are and what they think that we should be doing with their resources. So we are open to listening, we're open to discussions, and we welcome it.
Haynes isn't the only community weathering a downturn in king salmon population. Statewide Chinook runs have been well below their escapement goals for over a decade. Vincent Lang says restrictions and closures like the one at Cook Inlet up north are tough decisions to make, but necessary for the future of the fisheries. He says that just because the fishery in Haines has fewer fish than that at Cook Inlet by an order of magnitude doesn't make it less important.
If you're living in a small community and you have a small run, the impact to your community may be just as great as having a big community adjacent to a big run.
The downturn is serious enough that the federal government allocated over $20 million in fisheries disaster relief money to the state several years ago. And $5 million in federal and state funds goes directly to the Southeast region each year to support Chinook salmon research and the Pacific Salmon Treaty. In the Southeast region, Vincent Lang says that investment may be turning the tide. King numbers are improving, though they aren't reaching the escapement goal.
We're probably going to be below our desired numbers, but they're going to be above forecast, which is indicating to me that we're starting to see some signs, at least in Southeast Alaska, that some of those Chinook salmon stocks may be turning around.
He says he's cautiously optimistic. The meeting in Haines will be held on Friday at 3:30 in Assembly Chambers. The Lynn Canal commercial gillnet fishery is starting to pick up, but is still tracking below average, according to the latest report by Fish and Game's Haines area management biologist, Nicole Zeiser. Henry Leisha has the numbers.
Last week, about 141 permit holders harvested 93,000 chum, 8,000 sockeye, 9,000 pink, and 300 king salmon. All but the king salmon catch were below the 10-year average for the week. Conservation measures to protect king salmon, including night closures and mesh restrictions, will remain in place. Fish and Game is starting to collect more data from the salmon returns to the Chilcat and Chilcoot lakes. Sockeye returns were slightly below average last week based on numbers recorded by Fish and Game. However, flooding conditions from increased glacial melt have affected fish counts. To date, 163 large king salmon have been counted by Fish and Game in the lower Chilcat River, which is above average. Chilcat kings were listed as a stock of concern last year after failing to meet escapement goals for six of the past 7 years. Fish and Game biologist Brian Elliott says the number of kings entering the lower Chilcat this year looks promising. Estimates for the abundance of the stock will not be available until August, when the fish make it upriver to the spawning grounds. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.